Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. On today's program, you'll be swinging with the big bands of Fletcher Henderson, Red Norvo, Claude Thornhill, Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman with singer Martha Tilton, and Glenn Gray. In 1924, Louis Armstrong decided to leave King Oliver, move to New York, and accept a spot in Fletcher Henderson's orchestra. Henderson's urbane musicians laughed openly at the sight of Armstrong in his clunky shoes, white socks, and visible long underwear. But Armstrong galvanized everyone in the band and added the spark it needed. Before long, many of the best jazz musicians in the country were wanting to play in Henderson's band. This first set includes three instrumentals by the Henderson Big Band: Jangled Nerves, Jimtown Blues, and Back in Your Own Backyard. Thank you. You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Red Norvo was born Kenneth Norvell in 1908 in Beardstown, Illinois. When he was about 10, he heard Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trumbauer playing on a riverboat, which stoked his interest in jazz. He bought himself a xylophone and taught himself to play it. Red went to Chicago while still a teenager and found work playing xylophone and marimba on the vaudeville circuit. Norvo tried going to college twice, but didn't last long. He was discovered by Paul Whiteman, who hired him. Singer Mildred Bailey was also with Whiteman's orchestra at the time, and they were married in 1930. After working with Benny Goodman, Charlie Barnett, and Woody Herman, Norvo started his own combo, which evolved into a big band by 1938. Norvo and Bailey became known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing. The band went into decline in 1940, and they were divorced in 42. Norvo went on to have a successful career in jazz. He was forced to retire from music in the 1980s due to a stroke. He passed away in 1999 at age 91. Lined up are three works by Norvo and his orchestra: Wigwaman, More Than Ever, and Moonshine Over Kentucky, vocals by Mildred Bailey.
smiled at our parting. Now it's hard to keep the tears from starting. More than ever, there's that same old yearning. Time will never dim the spark that's burning. I need you, darling.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Something that set the Claude Thornhill Orchestra apart from other swing bands was the inclusion of several French horns in the brass section. This set will start with Fran Warren singing A Sunday Kind of Love, then Yardbird Suite, a Charlie Parker composition, and Buster's Last Stand, a Thornhill original.
To last past sad. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover that certain kind of someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover that certain kind of lover who will show we'll be right back.
You're swinging with the doctor. Jack Teagarden, one of the greatest trombonists in jazz history, was born in 1905 in Vernon, Texas. He was from a very musical family. His father was a brass band leader and trumpet player. His mother was a movie theater pianist, and three siblings also became professional musicians. Teagarden started playing the trombone at 7. He was a singer and trombonist in many bands in the 1920s and 30s, including Ben Pollack, Wingy Minone, and Paul Whiteman. He started his own swing orchestra in 1938, but it was not a commercial success. Teagarden joined Louis Armstrong's All-Stars for 5 years and led several more bands until he passed away suddenly in 1964 from pneumonia. We'll start this Teagarden set with Red Wing, about a town in Minnesota named after a Sioux Indian chief, United We Swing, a Teagarden original, and then Linda Keen singing You're the Moment in My Life.
Thank you. my life that comes and goes. But then again, I don't suppose you were ever meant to stay. You're the skip beat in my heart that slows then speeds. But then again, that's what it means for romance to get a start. No matter how I try to put a stop to the skip in my heart, moment steps in and takes up its part, like the deep cut of a knife that hurts but heals. Until you know just how it feels, you're the moment in my life.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Show. In 1937, Martha Tilton had done some radio work with Benny Goodman, and when Marianne McCall left, Goodman needed a replacement. So he invited Martha to audition, but Goodman walked out of the room during her second song. She was devastated, of course. But the next morning, she got a call offering her $125 a week. She stayed for 2 years. Here's Martha with three songs, You're a Sweet Little Headache, Deep Purple, and Don't Worry About Me.
once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on where moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always meet here in my deep purple
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Glenn Gray Knobloch was born in Roanoke, Illinois in 1906. His father was a lifelong railroad worker who died when Glenn was 2. At 17, he joined the Army for a couple years. Gray went to work for the railroad, attended Illinois Wesleyan University for a short time, but then went back to the railroad. He must have decided not to follow in his father's footsteps, so he went to study at the American Conservatory of Music in Chicago. But he dropped out to play saxophone in a band. In 1927, the Orange Blossoms Orchestra was formed with Glenn Gray as band leader. 2 years later, they were renamed the Casaloma Orchestra. The band became a corporation in 1930, with band members being owner shareholders and board members. This band was important in helping to usher in the swing era. The Casaloma Orchestra disbanded in 1947, and Gray remained active in jazz until his death from cancer in 1963 at age 57. Three instrumentals by the Casaloma Orchestra are lined up: Black Jazz, Casaloma Stomp, and the Gershwin Brothers' I Got Rhythm. ¶¶ Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.